Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Proverbs 23. In the first part of verse 7, the Word of God tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And it's not just a man, it's really talking about everybody. As a person thinks in their heart, that is who they really are. Young people, I cannot stress to you enough the importance of learning how to think correctly. It will determine who you really are. As a person thinks in their heart, that is who they really are. Now, the heart refers to what we call the frame of reference. The frame of reference is the basis on which we establish all of our thinking. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you have a young child, a toddler, maybe 2 years old, and they want to wander off into everything, and maybe they want to touch everything, and they want to touch something that would hurt them, that's dangerous, maybe a knife. And their mom or their dad says, "No, sweetheart, never touch this in the sharp part because it can hurt you. You'll cut yourself. Don't touch this." And the child then learns that a knife can hurt them if they touch it incorrectly. And this becomes part of their frame of reference, especially as it comes to knives. Because they have the right frame of reference, they know how to think about a knife correctly. They know that when you use a knife to perhaps cut food, you have to hold it by the handle. The other part can hurt them. You don't want to poke people with it or yourself because that can hurt you or that can hurt somebody else. And this is having a right frame of reference. A frame of reference are the things that you learn that become the foundation or the basis for all your other thinking. The Word of God is our frame of reference. In 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 16, in the B part of the verse, it says, "We have the mind of Christ." That is our frame of reference. In other words, God's mind, which was given to us by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in 2 Timothy 3:16, that is our frame of reference. So we have to receive the Word of God in order to have the mind of Christ, the mind of God. We have to have the mind of God if we are to have right thinking. If we are to have right thinking. If we are to have the right frame of reference. The frame of reference for your thinking is everything. It determines who you are. As you think, that's who you are. So, God gives us His Word. God gives us His thoughts. This is the nature of the Word of God. This determines who we are. We get the thoughts of God, we get the Word of God, and that determines that we know how to think correctly and that we are the people of God. It determines who we are. Now, please understand the importance of this. In John chapter 1 and verse 14, the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. It lived among people. Jesus was the Word of God made into a person. This is how powerful the Word of God is. The Word of God is not just merely words written on paper and put into a book that we call the Bible. Yes, the Bible is the Word of God, yes, but that's really how God communicates the Word of God. The Word of God itself is God Himself. It's giving you His thinking. It's telling you all about Him. It gives you the core of who God is. Remember, the Word of God being the mind of God, well, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The Word of God is who God is. As a matter of fact, when we see Him in heaven, the Bible tells us that He'll even have it written on Himself, on His physical body. He will have the label Word of God on Him. Because that's who He is. He is Word of God. It's extremely important for us to get the Word of God. This is why we go to church in the first place. This is why we listen to messages in our free time in the first place. This is why we read our Bible in the first place, was so that we can get the mind of God, so we can get to know Him, so we can know His thoughts, so we can possess His thinking, so we can think with God's thoughts. God's thoughts, Isaiah 55 tells us in verse 8 and verse 9, are so much higher than our thoughts. They're infinitely higher than our thoughts. They're far wiser than any human thinking is capable of. They're far smarter than any human being is capable of. And God offers this to us. God offers His thoughts to be our thoughts so that His mind can be our mind. We can think with the Word of God. When we think with the Word of God, we become very much like God. We don't become God, that's not possible. There is only the one God. But we become very much like God. And in this also, we express what it means that in 1 Corinthians 12:27, we are the body of Christ. Because we have His thoughts. Now, the Word of God, when we receive it, in Romans 10:17, it produces faith in us. Sometimes people try to work up their faith. They think they can produce faith on their own. Well, I need more faith, and therefore, I'm going to get more faith. And they almost like they're, I don't know, like trying to lift a ball that's very heavy or something, or a rock that's very heavy. You don't do it that way. It doesn't work that way. When I receive the Word of God, I'm receiving the mind of God, the thoughts of God. When I have the thoughts of God to think with, I start to understand things that I can't necessarily see. In Ecclesiastes 3:11, the Word of God says that He puts eternity in our frame of reference. Well, how do I do that? By having the thoughts of God. God sees everything because He sees from eternity into time. We cannot see eternity without the thoughts of God. But when we have the thoughts of God, we start to understand the things that belong to eternity. In other words, the things that belong to God, the place where He is, the realm that He is in, and the place where we will eventually be also. This is a far greater understanding than any human understanding can produce. Imagine knowing the end from the beginning. That's pretty impressive. But yet the person who has the thoughts of God knows the outcome at the start of something. They might not necessarily know all the details, but they will know the nature of the outcome. This is very powerful. It can give us tremendous confidence. It gives us tremendous success. It's very, very practical. For example, the Bible tells us how to go about our daily lives in absolutely everything. Let's say that I'm a businessman. Well, the Bible has a lot to say about how I conduct a business. If I conduct business the way that the Bible says, I know no matter what happens, I'm going to be very successful because the Bible tells me how it really works. It's like that for everything in our lives. The Bible tells me how it really works. The greatest one to understand business is the one who created everything, and he told us what his thoughts are regarding business. He told us what his thoughts are regarding school, regarding anything, regarding getting married, regarding having a family, regarding making decisions, everything imaginable. God has given us his thoughts. When I use God's thoughts, when I use God's thoughts in my thinking, that is the practical meaning of faith. So I have faith by using God's thoughts in my thinking. I don't let thoughts that are not from God enter my thinking because those thoughts are wrong thoughts. I want to have right thinking. I don't use wrong thinking. Without faith in Hebrews 11:6, I can't please God. Wrong thoughts do not please God. Right thoughts please God. Right thoughts come from His thinking. He gives us that in His Word. In Romans 3:22, these right thoughts also put us in right standing with God. Everybody wants to be right with God. And even if they don't realize it right now, which a few people out there don't, but in the end, everyone wants to be right with God. Everybody wants it God's way because God's way is the best way. And those people who try to rebel against God, who try to go against God's way, learn very conclusively that their way was wrong, that God's way is right. Unfortunately for them, they also get the consequences of those wrong choices. If you want to be right with God, then you do it through God's thoughts being in your mind, producing faith in you. It's that simple. If you want to be right with God, think with God's thoughts. Have the right thinking. In Habakkuk 2:4, in the last part of that verse, we live by faith, which means we live by God's thoughts. We don't live by natural understanding. We don't even live by experience. We don't live by our ability to figure things out. We don't live by our ability to analyze. We don't live by the appearance of things or by what we hear from people. We live by faith, which then means we live by the thoughts of God. The thoughts of God produce faith in us. If you want to be right with God, you live by the thoughts of God. It's simple as that. If you want to be successful in life, you live by the thoughts of God. If you want to be happy in life, you live by the thoughts of God. If you want peace in your life, you live by the thoughts of God. If you want good relationships, you live by the thoughts of God. If you want friendships that are real friendships, you live by the thoughts of God. When you're older and you get married, if you want to have a happy marriage with your husband or your wife, well, you live by the thoughts of God. It's simple as that. It's not complicated. It's actually very, very simple. A humble person will accept that, a proud person will not. The problem with being proud is then I put myself in opposition to God rather than having God on my side. And so, you want to use the thoughts of God. You want to have them, you want to use them. That is right thinking. When you have right thinking, in Psalm 119 and verse 105, God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word is the source of right thinking. Sometimes you get into a situation where people want to know what they should think. Don't ever get to the place where you want somebody else to tell you what to think. A lot of people are like that. It's really not a good thing. You do not want to be in a situation where you need or want someone to tell you what to think. Sometimes there are Christians even in some churches, not all churches by any measure, but some, where either the pastor or the congregation, the people there, want the pastor to tell them what to think. The pastor and nobody else in this world is there to tell you what to think. The pastor trains you how to think. And that is a very big difference. I remember years ago, when my pastor died, he was the pastor over a lot of people, including other pastors. And I remember this one pastor, who my pastor was also his pastor. This man, when pastor died, he said, "I don't know what to think. I don't know what to do. Pastor's not here. I don't know what to do." Well, you know, that was completely the wrong approach. Pastor, and he will tell you this himself at the time, I remember talking to him about this one time. He did not want to tell people what to think. He wanted to tell people how to think. He taught them the Word of God so they would have God's thoughts for themselves, so they could think for themselves. You see, you don't need somebody to tell you what to think or what to do. You need the thoughts of God. And if you have the thoughts of God as your thoughts, you will know what to do. You will know what the right choices are. And if you don't know what the right choices are, you'll know how to solve the problem. You'll know how to come to the Holy Spirit and how to receive from the Holy Spirit the correct answers, the wisdom that you need, because you know how to think. Nobody can tell you what to think. If they try to tell you what to think, then they are trying to control you or manipulate you or something like that. You never want another person telling you what to think. You need to think for yourself. In all situations, big or small, you need to think for yourself. Nobody, not your pastor, not your mom and dad, nobody. They are there to teach you, but they're not there to think for you. But if you're properly taught, in other words, if you're taught the Word of God, you will know how to think. And if you know how to think, it becomes the source of your decisions. If you know how to think, it becomes the clarity for your life. And that's really what it means in Psalm 119:105. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet. In other words, I know what my next step needs to be because I know how to think with God's thoughts. And it's a light unto my path. I know the general call, at least the general will of God, because I have the right thoughts. And the specifics will come as I'm taking each step. Young people, learn how to think correctly for yourself. That is one of the absolutely most important and valuable things that you can do for yourself in life. Start now. Don't wait till you're older. It starts when you're young. If you wait till you're older, it becomes much, much harder, and some people will never get there because of it. Start while you are young. That's the place where God really starts with you, is now. You're never too young for the Word of God. You are never too young to know how to think. You are never too young for the right thoughts. God wants young people. He loves this. He absolutely loves this. Young people who have the right thoughts. God just blesses that to no end. You will be amazed at the things God does when people have right thoughts. Because they get out of His way, He's free to do all that He would desire to do for them and with them and in them. He's free to bless them as much as He wants to bless them, because their decisions do not get in His way. Their decisions are right decisions. If you have right thinking, there's no end to how far you can go with God. Young people, learn to have the right thoughts. They come from the Word of God. Learn to think with God's thoughts. And God's thoughts is what you receive from the Bible, from Bible preaching, from meditation. It's what the Holy Spirit brings to you. It's incredibly important to have the right thoughts. You understand that, guys? All right, that's it for today.